That was the first of the three preludes by George Gershwin in the pretty well-known arrangement for violin and piano by Yasha Heifetz, the original course for piano solo, and there's other arrangements as well that exist. In this performance, we heard violinist Gil Shaham and pianist Andre Previn, and it'll be played by violinist Stefan Milenkovic at the Docha Festival of Chamber Music happening in downtown Champaign this weekend. And on today's Live and Local, that's what we'll be talking about, some of the concerts that will be happening and other special events and what Docha is and so on. I'm Kevin Kelly. We appreciate your joining us today. This is 90.9 WYL-FM and HD Urbana, NPR and Classical Music for Central Illinois. And our HD has been offline for a couple of days as we got our new antenna worked out. And I just had an email a bit ago that it came back up online. Docha Festival has been going on for a few years now. This year is going to be happening, as it did the last couple of years, at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Champaign. Docha stands for Downtown Champaign and is all about chamber music, sometimes with a bit of a twist. It's had some modifications over the years, and now there's some new leadership who are running the event. And it all starts on Friday morning at 10 o'clock and continues through Sunday night, and everything involved is free. Well, all the events are free. You can always get some food, which is not free, but we might have some details on that or not as we go, from Stefan Milenkovic and Dmitry Kuzov. Stefan is a professor of violin at the University of Illinois School of Music, and Dmitry, professor of cello at the University of Illinois School of Music. And it's been a while since you guys have been on the show. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having us.
It's an interesting-looking festival this year, some sort of return elements. There's a young people's concert, which has figured in, this must be at least the third year.
Third year.
And because I know I was involved in the first one, and I see that it's a return of the mediocre genius Wolfgang Amadeus Schmutzenberry. I'll ask you maybe a little bit more about that as we go. But this year also, of course, every evening there is a chamber music performance of some kind, including some interesting twists this year. And a young artist masterclass is going to be happening on Sunday afternoon. So lots of great things going on. So I know, Stefan, you're involved in the organization officially. Dmitry, I'm not sure. Are you also?
Kind of semi-officially.
Yes, we are like the artistic board.
Yeah. The two of you are the artistic board.
Well, yeah, but it involves really everybody. But we try to really put the programs together and the concepts for the different programs. But it's a joint effort. There's so much to do, although it's only 3 days, but it's really packed with events, packed with a lot of people that are performing, but also a lot of people that want to help. So it's really a buzz going on these days, and it's been months we've been preparing this. So we are all excited that it's starting finally tomorrow morning.
Well, it's a collaboration between a lot of people, as you say, including especially the University of Illinois School of Music faculty members, but also some of the students there and some people from throughout the community. You want to talk about some of the people that are involved, how it all came together, how it is that you draw some community people in?
Well, the whole idea is really to involve the entire town as much as possible and to involve what this town has to offer artistically, the best that it has to offer. It's not only musical. Always we've had some poetry, we had some dance in the past, but really is to promote excellence and to support through that our own town, really to give it back to the town for free. And so when we came up with this idea, it was quite utopistic. It's like a drunk talk, you know, let's do a festival with best people for free. You know, and that in itself sounded almost, you know, impossible. But as it started developing, it became clear that people are excited about this concept. And so now it's in its fourth year. And we will have, for example, on the first night, we have gamelan ensemble, Balinese music with Maestro Aznawa leading them, which is really one of the best ensembles on this wider territory here. And it's a very, very unusual type of music with very unusual instruments. And I think most people that will come have probably never seen or heard this type of music. And I say seen because the instruments are so exotic, you're going to think you're in Bali. Indonesia. So we will couple that with the Ravel Piano Trio, which, you know, at first doesn't seem really directly related, but actually it's quite intimately related in the sense that Ravel took a lot of inspiration from harmonies of Bali. So you will see the original, authentic, ethnic Balinese music, and then you will see one of the great masters of music, of composing, of chamber music, Maurice Ravel, inspired by this Balinese ethnic music.
I guess I didn't realize that about Ravel. I knew that about Debussy from way back in music school. That's one of the things they teach Debussy,
right.
That, you know, he went to Bali at some point and got exposed to these sounds. I wondered when I saw that there was going to be a gamelan on the program. I thought, now how does that get into a festival of chamber music? A gamelan is actually the name of the instrument, but the orchestra. A gamelan is an orchestra made up of various types of metallic instruments that are hit with various types of hammers and whatnot. And it really is a very exotic sound. You referred to Maestro Asnawa. Ikatut Gede Asnawa is his full name. And he's been involved at the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music at the University of Illinois for some years now. And does he do some teaching besides leading the gamelan on campus?
I would say so. I think that's the whole approach, that he leads the ensemble and in the same time he teaches them as well, anybody that's interested in. There is quite a big following actually in the community for his group and his approach. And in fact, I remember walking into one of the rehearsals just recently and on the chalkboard there were just numbers. It looked like a math class and a pretty advanced one. But actually, he explained to me that that's how they teach some of these sequences, which represent, these numbers represent keys on different instruments that you hit in a certain order to get a certain melody. So, you know, it's quite intricate, and it's very profound. When you go to their performance, you'll see a lot of just variety of instruments, of melodies, of improvisation, of uniforms even. I mean, it's quite exciting. And then, you know, Ravel Trio is just a masterpiece that almost needs no explanation, where you will see Ravel, I would say, at his best, but in a very different way, very light, very transparent, very clever, just master.
Well, we have examples of both here, actually. I found on YouTube there is a rather nice recording of one of Asnawa's groups. I think it is the group that's going to play. It's the community gamelan, right? I don't know the name of the piece. I did write it down, but I'm really not sure how to pronounce it, and I don't know what it means. So I just thought we'd play some of it, which gives you immediately some of the rather exotic sounds. I think this is one of his own compositions. So we'll give a listen to this, and then we'll hear some of the Ravel as well and see if anybody can hear the connections. It's the community gamelan based in Champaign-Urbana, led by Ikatut Gede Asnawa from the University of Illinois School of Music. They'll be playing Friday night on the concert at 7 o'clock at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Champaign. The opening concert, well, sort of, it's the opening main concert. We'll clarify that a little bit on this year's Docha Chamber Music Festival.
Thank you.
So there's an example of an Indonesian gamelan. That's the community gamelan based in Champaign-Urbana, led by Iketut Gede Asnawa at the University of Illinois. They will be playing at the 7 o'clock concert tomorrow night, part of the Docha Festival, downtown Champaign Chamber Music Festival. They're in their fourth year. It would be a free program. And then it'll be followed, the performance by the gamelan will be followed by a performance of Ravel's piano trio, as Stefan Milinkovic indicated earlier. Stefan is with us on the program, as is Dmitry Kuzov. Dmitry, who's going to be playing this, and how, I understand a couple of the movements in particular of this piece relate most closely to the gamelan sound?
Not directly to gamelan, but it relates very closely to, in general, Oriental music. Mm. And the second movement in particular is named Pantum, is based on the Malaysian poetry rhythm. So that's as close as it gets. And also I would say that the third movement of the Ravel trio reminds somehow in its mode, slightly reminds the pentatonic. Hmm. So Ravel, as many of other artists in the beginning of the 20th century in Paris or in Europe in general, been quite fascinated with the Oriental music. And as a result of it, part of the piano trio, which is considered to be a masterpiece of a genre, it's probably the most well-known piano trio in the history. It's partially influenced by the Oriental music as well. So that's a direct connection to gamelan music.
I assume that the two of you will be involved in that performance.
Yeah, and the pianist Jasmine Arakawa. Hmm. She's a wonderful pianist. She's guest. So we are lucky.
So she's coming. She's from elsewhere?
Well, she's coming for this concert from elsewhere, but she's related to Champaign. The whole idea is that, you know, people are either live here or commute to here or are married to somebody here. There has to be a connection to Champaign. So no imported artists.
No.
yet.
Yet. Well, right. I know you've occasionally had friends from elsewhere come in, but that's that connection to you,
Rami,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Right. Rami,
but
I mean,
he's still connected.
He's still connected. So the person that will be presenting his kids' show.
Well, we'll talk. We'll talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so anyway, but there is somebody who's coming from New York City, but he was, you know,
there was a connection.
Closely related. Yeah.
We'll come to that. Well, here's the second movement of Ravel's piano trio. It's played here by the Beaux-Arts Trio on Live and Local on FM 90.9. It was the second movement of a piece that has four movements to it, the Piano Trio in A Minor by Maurice Ravel, played here by the Beaux-Arts Trio. It'll be played by musicians involved in the 2013 Docha Festival, Downtown Champaign Chamber Music Festival, which opens tomorrow morning and the concert that will feature the Ravel, as well as a performance by an Indonesian gamelan, will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And all these programs are open to people of all ages and are free, which is absolutely wonderful. The performers who will play the Ravel, two of the three of them are with us on the program here, violinist Stefan Milenkovic and cellist Dmitry Kuzov, both of the University of Illinois School of Music faculty, and they'll be joined by pianist Jasmine Arakawa on that concert. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, and in fact, support for today's broadcast comes from Docha, presenting the 2013 Docha Festival, featuring chamber music events and young people's concerts April 5th through April 7th at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Champaign. A complete list of festival performances is at docha.org. That's docha.org, and we'll repeat that information a little later on in the program. I mentioned earlier that this is the opening chamber music concert, but in fact there's another type of concert that will open the whole festival tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, the first of two performances of a young people's concert involving Wolfgang Amadeus Schmutzenberry, a rather mediocre composer apparently. But he's a creation of a fellow you referred to just a bit ago.
Rami Vamos.
Vamos.
He's the brother of Brandon Weymouth, cellist of the Pacifica Quartet.
The now defected Pacifica Quartet, who used to be used to be a quartet in residence at the University of Illinois, and they're now at Indiana University, where, in fact, the pianist who we just heard in the Beaux-Arts Trio is also on faculty, Menachem Pressler. So tell me about Rami and what you expect to go on in this year's young people's concerts.
Well, let me tell you something. Those concerts are an amazing fun. And they are for kids, but I have to say I had a great time just hearing them last year, year before. The show changes every year. Rami is, he lives in New York. He's a guitarist. He's also a composer. He does musical theater. And he presented this very show that people will see tomorrow and on Saturday at 1 p.m. He just presented it at Lincoln Center in New York City. So they loved it. And he's going to be doing the same show now here. So we're participating in it. It's really sort of a musical journey explaining different concepts in music to kids. But I think it would be fascinating to all ages. I really believe that. Through different excerpts, through, and he's just a fantastic personality on stage, very likable. It's also quite contemporary the way he does things. Very well connected, well written, and just great fun. Great fun. I really encourage anyone to come and check it out. It's free. Last year we had 300 plus kids on those shows, and we have 300 plus kids sign up already for tomorrow and for Saturday.
And we should probably clarify that tomorrow morning's performance is actually a field trip program for schools. So that is set as to who's coming. But the one on Saturday at 1 o'clock is open to anybody who wants to come.
Yes.
Do I have that right?
Indeed. Yes, correct.
And it can be, you know, kids or adults or...
Yes. And I get to act also. I have five lines, which I think it's extremely important to.
Do you want to demonstrate them right now?
Yes,
or do you
one,
not want to give them away?
I have to shout, security! See, that's my line.
That's one word.
Yes.
But you have a few
that's
others
a line.
As well.
It qualifies as a line. Is it between
it does, yeah,
in
sure.
a dialogue, yes. The other one is a security, and I have to say we have a crazy guy in a wig. Because basically he just barges into this chamber music concert wearing a wig and a you know, like 18th century suit. And the story starts from there. So, and I'm supposed to be the serious chamber musician that's about to play a concert, and he's wondering who is this crazy guy.
Who is, and he's what does it say here? He's trying to write a letter to his grandmother, but he can only express himself through text messages or something like that.
Yeah,
somehow
that's a connection to contemporary education. And
yes,
that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, he's unable to write complete sentences because he's so used to abbreviations and. But his grandmother only uses regular mail and, you know, things like that. But, it, you know, it's a frame for something that much more really elaborate and the examples we are playing are quite serious there, but they're fascinating, and the kids love it because they get to hear really some of the main concepts in music making and music playing, but in a very, very fun way.
So that'll be at 1 o'clock on Saturday. All these events are at the Orpheum Theater on North Neal Street in downtown Champaign. If you don't know it as the Orpheum Theater, you're more likely to know it as the Orpheum Children's Science Museum. It's the same building. The theater part has been renovated fairly recently and is really quite beautiful and makes for a wonderful acoustic for concerts. The second chamber music concert of the festival will be on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And this one, I suppose, is a little more conventional in that it has music by Bach and Gershwin and Telemann and Tchaikovsky and Vivaldi and some people who are more generally recognized as quote-unquote classical composers, including a piece that I assume, Dmitri, you'll be involved in, the concerto in G minor for two cellos.
Oh, yeah.
Who are the string section? Will it be a section or a quartet?
The whole concert will be played by the string orchestra consisting of University of Illinois School of Music graduate students.
And not only, and not only undergrads. Some of the best students.
I will be playing the second cello part. The first will be played by a wonderful Canadian cellist, Denis Djokic, who happened to be a wife of Nelson Lee, who is the first violin of our new quartet, Jupiter String Quartet.
So, and you graciously allowed her to take the first part?
No.
Or did she insist?
She graciously accepted to play with me, and I think that the lady has to have the first part.
Well, that's very, very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Gallant.
There you go. The opposite of chauvinistic, and all I could think of is chauvinistic. Right. Gallant of you. Well, let's listen to a piece that, I don't know, people may or may not recognize this one. It's the opening movement of the double cello concerto by Vivaldi. Is there more than one for two cellos?
I know he only one, and I think there's no more.
Okay, that's sort there's of amazing.
Tens
he wrote
tens
so
of
many
cello concertos, but that's only double one.
Only one for two. The performers here are cellists Yo-Yo Ma and Jonathan Manson, with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra led by Ton Koopman, and this will be part of the program on Saturday night at the Docha Festival, starting at 7 o'clock. It was the opening movement of the double cello concerto by Antonio Vivaldi, G minor cello, a concerto for two cellos, strings, and basso continuo. We heard cellist Yo-Yo Ma and Jonathan Manson in this performance with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra led by Ton Koopman, and they'll be played by a string orchestra made up of graduate students at the University of Illinois with cellists Dmitri Kuzov and Denis Djokic on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, a concert called Connections at the Docha Festival of Chamber Music, which opens tomorrow morning with a school concert for kids, and then continues tomorrow night with a concert at 7 o'clock, and then the Young People's Concert Saturday at 1 p.m., and then the concert we're talking about at the moment, Saturday at 7 p.m., all these events at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Champaign. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. My guests are Dmitri Kuzov and Stefan Milenkovic of the University of Illinois School of Music faculty, and they are also involved in the organization of this year's Docha Festival, which is the fourth time around for the festival. The whole notion of chamber music gets sort of I suppose you could say, an extended definition during this festival. You have a jazz trio we'll talk about later that's going to be involved on Sunday evening's concert. You have the gamelan, who we talked about earlier, and then you have in Saturday's concert, you have actually a string orchestra, a small string orchestra. So what does chamber music mean in this sort of broadened concept?
You know, the meaning of chamber music substantially changed in the course of last few hundred years. And in the beginning, it was really chamber music played in the rooms of the private homes or, you know, beautiful halls, small halls still in the mansions of nobility. But so that's where the name comes from. But eventually it became the music which is nowadays played everywhere, including huge concert halls, which has nothing to do in resemblance with the house concerts in which this type of music was first introduced. So the meaning of the chamber music is changing.
It's changing, and it became a concept, not so much related to, you know, a music designated for a hall or a chamber or, you know, a certain amount of people. I think it represents really the intimacy of music making with other musicians. So where there is collaboration, where there is cooperation, where there is exchange of human energy, where those in the audience can witness that from pretty close up. And that is what is really fascinating. That's why we think all of these programs are they fall within this concept, which is this highly energetic, very intimate, very intricate, complex music making, and highly entertaining to watch too, to see people. It's like a team, a smaller or bigger team, working toward the same goal. So all these concerts fall within that concept. And the fact that it's in the Orpheum Theater also helps people get really up and close to see the action and to see how these things are done. And it's quite fascinating.
Well, you made reference to number of players. I've always thought of chamber music as at least implying a relatively smallish number of players, at least, let's say, smaller than an orchestra of some kind, you know, or even
right.
smaller than a small orchestra. I mean, a small orchestra being called a chamber orchestra in similar ways. But you do have a string orchestra involved in this concert.
It is a very chamber orchestra.
Yes, meaning we have 13 elements, basically.
And are they leading themselves? Is somebody conducting
them? It's conductorless, yes.
I would say that if there's a conductor involved, maybe it's not chamber music.
Right. Well,
or at least it's a different approach to
it. Depends on the conductor.
Coming together.
Yeah, it depends on how you place yourself.
I'm not sure we should go down that road. We can talk about that in private, how that matters.
But yeah, they're leading themselves. That's another thing, that they're their own supreme authority. You know, in terms of performance, they're responsible for it. And we try to get really a selected handful of students. And the whole idea is that it's going to be highly entertaining, highly energetic, and the selections of the program are, designed for that purpose, really.
Well,
so that it's exciting from beginning to end.
We had one example. There'll be the Vivaldi, the whole concerto,
we'll play the whole concerto. But Vivaldi concertos usually don't go beyond 10 minutes.
A few minutes.
Yes.
And then you're doing the famous Bach double concerto for two violins.
Yes, I'll be doing that with one of the violin students here, Sanghee Shin, who just won the concerto competition recently. I mean, she's really excellent. And, you can see who currently studies at U of I. I think we want to represent the school. To present the music school and show people, like, look what we have. This is what's going on here. It's a lot of work and a lot of quality. They will start, actually, with not strange piece, but strange formation. It's a concerto, officially called concerto, for four violins and nobody else. So it's just four violins. That will open the program by George Friedrich Telemann. And it's a six-minute piece called the concerto. So big name for a little piece, And so it'll be four students Then they, after this 5-6 minute introduction, there will be a Brandenburg Concerto, number 3.
And Bach.
Yeah, very intricate, fast-paced, beautiful, one of the, you know, masterworks of repertoire of all times. And then we have Vivaldi double, we have Bach double, so it's kind of this the whole idea of connections and even not only one soloist, but two soloists at a time. And after that, there is one of the most gorgeous melodies, movements from Tchaikovsky's, his Andante Cantabile from his quartet number 1.
Arranged for a string orchestra.
Right, arrangement for a string orchestra. And then at the end, it'll finish with last movement of his Serenade for Strings.
Also Tchaikovsky.
Tchaikovsky, mm-hmm. Yes.
Which we have right here. This is a performance by the Moscow soloist, led by Yuri Bashmet. And we'll hear part of this. It's always such a lovely beginning. It comes, as I recall, it comes out of the previous movement, doesn't it?
We're talking about finale or yes.
Yeah.
There is a little introduction, which connects movements.
Here it is. Another sort of connection, but there won't be the previous movement at this particular performance. Here's the last movement of Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings. That's the final movement of the Serenade for Strings by Tchaikovsky, a performance here by the Moscow soloist led by Yuri Bashmet. And it'll be played by a small string orchestra of graduate students at the University of Illinois School of Music as part of the Docha Festival of Chamber Music happening in downtown Champaign, which opens tomorrow morning with a school concert, continues tomorrow night at 7 with the first of 3 chamber music performances, and then another public young people's concert Saturday at 1 o'clock. And the concert on which this piece will be played will be at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. All these things are free and are at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Champaign. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. And we have support for our broadcast today from 40 North 88 West, presenting the 11th Annual Boneyard Arts Festival, April 11th through the 14th. With venues throughout the county, the festival, in conjunction with the local business community, is a celebration of music, dance, arts, culture, and theater. Information on this year's festival is at 40north.org. You'll find thousands of used albums, plus CDs, videotapes, DVDs, and working stereo equipment at the Vintage Vinyl Sale to benefit Illinois Radio Reader. That is going to be Saturday, May 4th. We'll be at a new site this year, located at 40 East University Avenue in Champaign, which is just east of Seven Saints and north of the Illinois Terminal in downtown Champaign. Again, proceeds will benefit Illinois Radio Reader. My guests on today's show are Stefan Milenkovich and Dmitry Kuzov, violin and cello faculty, respectively, at the University of Illinois School of Music. They're among the organizers of this year's Docha Festival. And the concert we have yet to mention is the final concert on the program at 5 o'clock on Sunday. I guess we should say briefly that at 1 o'clock on Sunday, there will be a young artist masterclass involving some talented young chamber ensembles from the University of Illinois School of Music Academy. And people are welcome to go to that as well. Not a concert per se, but there will be performances and coaching going on. That'll be Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. But then the final concert, Sunday at 5 o'clock, a program called City Lights. And this is one where we have sort of another of those extensions of the idea of chamber music, in that chamber music is usually considered to be classical music. You got some jazz on this program.
Yes. It's also a form of chamber music. It is. It's collaboration. Essentially, chamber music is teamwork. Chamber music is creating art together. Chamber music is not playing only for the audience, but with the audience in that moment. So we'll have Larry Gray, also one of our faculty here, jazz faculty, and a world-renowned double bassist, jazz double bassist, with his trio, which actually will be made out of doctoral students that he selected. So again, we see something that we are kind of trying to do from the beginning, and that is to involve both faculty and students and artists from the town. So so we will have that, and Yvonne Redman, soprano, she will be singing a few numbers with them. They will play some things on their own. There, I will play also Gershwin preludes, three preludes that are quite short, and arranged for violin and piano by Yasha Heifetz, and I'll play with the pianist Jasmine Arakawa. And then at the end, we'll finish with this crazy
Café Music
piece.
Yeah.
By Paul Schoenfeld. Yeah.
Yes, and that's kind of a hybrid there of basically a classical, and not only classical, but contemporary composer who was inspired by jazz. And so the idea is to really take a concept, take a genre, and explore as many possible ramifications of it, rather than just say, okay, let's play piano trios or let's play quartets. Oh, yeah, let's do a trio, a jazz trio, and the real jazz trio, and then play Schoenfeld, who is jazz-inspired, just like Gamelan and, you know, the real Gamelan music, and then Ravel trio, which was inspired by some of those melodies. And, you know, take a concept of connections, of intimacy, of playing together in the second concert, and explore it through a chamber orchestra. Put the students out there, show them. And so the whole idea is to have this energy throughout, from beginning to end of each performance. The performances are fairly short. There's no intermission. It's 1 hour.
About an hour for each of the chamber concerts.
Yes.
And there is also food and drinks there. It's not the traditional seating. You won't have an auditorium, but we have tables. So the setting is quite intimate. It looks almost like a club more than, you know. So, and, you know, once you are finished with the performance, which are free, you can walk around downtown. It's just a great place. Walk around, you know, enjoy yourself. So I think it's just kind of an integrated part of good energy that exists in downtown Champaign.
And I think the weather forecast looks...
It must be good.
Looks pretty good here. I've got it.
Better be
good. I've got it in hand. I'll tell you the good part, I guess. Sunday's a bit iffy. But tomorrow should be sunny, in the evening maybe partly cloudy. Saturday, partly sunny, warm throughout the time, high of 68 on Saturday. Sunday, pretty good chance of showers and thunderstorms, but still pretty warm with the highs in the mid-60s. So lots of parking in downtown Champaign, so that shouldn't be an issue for anybody. And easy to get to the Orpheum Theater. Before we play some of this... really pretty cool cafe music of Paul Schoenfeld. Wanted to take a little time and mention some of the other events that people can see and hear live in our listening area over the next few days. What is today? Today is Thursday?
Yes.
Today is Thursday, so I'll look at the right calendar here. There's actually an evening with Doc Severinsen happening in Washington, Illinois, at Five Points Washington, the banquet room at 6 o'clock. That's actually a benefit that will lead up to a concert on which Doc Severinsen and the Stiletto Brass Quintet will be playing with the Heartland Festival Orchestra on Saturday, also at Five Points Washington. The Saturday concert is at 7:30. The Celebration Company at the Station Theater is performing a play that is called Or, that's spelled O-R, comma, tonight at 8 o'clock, and that continues for a couple of weekends. And in fact, we'll be having some of the cast members on tomorrow's Live and Local. And the Illinois Wesleyan University Opera is presenting, I guess, two shows, Too Many Sopranos and The Beautiful Bridegroom. That's going to be at the Westbrook Auditorium on the campus in Bloomington tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And that must continue later in the week as well. The Eastern Illinois University Percussion Ensembles are performing at the Dowden Fine Arts Center on the campus in Charleston tonight at 7:30. The Chris Bate Trio are playing at jazz at Bouvon's in Urbana, Bouvon's Wine Bar. That's tonight at 6:30. It's Joni Dreyer and the Maytags at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. And the Sudden Sound Series at the Cranet Art Museum on the University of Illinois campus in Champaign is presenting jazz bassist Henry Grimes and colleagues. That's at 7:30 tonight. It's Wayne the Train Hancock playing some roots and hillbilly swing music at Donnie's Homespun Pizza in Springfield tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And University of Illinois Springfield Theater presenting Awake and Sing at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And that's probably what we have time to mention right now. Also on tomorrow's program, Live and Local, we'll be presenting The Girls Next Door, a female a cappella group from the University of Illinois, in advance of their annual show, which we'll tell you about tomorrow during the 4 o'clock hour. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, an authorized Karastan broadloom and rug dealer at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side. Sweeney Brothers, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. Want to say many thanks to Dmitry Kuzov and Stefan Milenkovich of the University of Illinois School of Music faculty for telling us about this year's Docha Festival, fourth annual festival. Everything's free at the Orpheum Theater. Website is?
Docha.org, D-O-C-H-A.org.
And, of course, Docha standing for Downtown Champaign, which is where everything is happening. Hope you all have a lot of fun with the festival this year. I'm sure you will. It sounds like great variety and great pleasure for everybody involved.
Well, thank you for having us. We're looking forward to this wonderful event.
Thank you.
Yeah, Confluence. Very much my pleasure. Here are a group called the Eroica Trio to play the final movement of the Café Music by Paul Schoenfield, which will be on that final concert at 5 o'clock Sunday at the Docha Festival, and you're hearing it on Live and Local.